This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump rallied a crowd in central Wisconsin with a list of his accomplishments in office and verbal attacks against protesters seeking racial equality. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with details.
In rural Mozenie, Wisconsin.
A big hello, Wisconsin. We've been very good together.
President Trump says he'll continue helping American workers.
We passed record tax cuts and regulation cuts.
But if Joe Biden is elected president,
rioters, anarchists, arsonists, and flag burners, they win.
Calling for legislation to ban the constitutionally protected act of burning a flag and denouncing governors, allowing large gatherings of protesters, but keeping residents at home because of the coronavirus.
You're not allowed to meet. You're not allowed to talk to anybody. You have to stay in a prison.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. President Trump's chief of staff told journalists about Air Force One Thursday that the president will not attend next week during the U.N. General Assembly in person. The decision marks an about-face for Mr. Trump, who last month said that he wanted to deliver a speech in the General Assembly Hall in New York, even if other world leaders are staying away due to the coronavirus pandemic. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows ended that debate once and for all, telling reporters en route to Wisconsin that the president would not physically attend the General Assembly's 75th session, which will take place mainly by video conference due to the coronavirus crisis. The main part of this year's UNGA, when world leaders take turns to give speeches, runs through the week starting September 21st and ends on September 29th. In opening remarks Tuesday, Secretary General Antonio Guterres emphasized this year's focus would be the global response to the coronavirus pandemic, peace and security, disarmament, human rights, gender equality, and more. This is VOA News. U.S. FBI Director Christopher Wray on Thursday warned that Russia is interfering in the 2020 U.S. presidential elections with a steady stream of misinformation aimed at Democrat Joe Biden, as well as sapping Americans' confidence in the election process. Speaking to the U.S. House of Representatives Homeland Security Committee, Wray said his biggest concern is a steady drumbeat of misinformation that he said he feared could undermine confidence in the result of this year's election. The FBI director's testimony follows an August 7th warning by the director of the National Counterintelligence and Security Center that Russia, China, and Iran were all trying to interfere in the November 3rd election. A Democratic presidential nominee, Joe Biden, has since responded saying that Russia specifically will pay a price for interfering in U.S. elections if he wins the White House, although he did not offer specifics. Hundreds of migrants on Greece's island of Lesbos finally have a new place to stay. AP correspondent Karen Shamus explains.
Wearing masks and white coveralls, police escorted migrants camped out on a roadside to the new site on the island. The notoriously squalid Maria camp burned down last week, leaving more than 12,000 people in need of emergency shelter. Astrid Castellin, head of the UN Refugees Agency office on Lesbos, said it was essential that the migrants were found a new home.
It is a risk for security, for public health, and it's not dignity which we need for everyone.
Most of the migrants made homeless set up makeshift shelters made of sheets, blankets, reeds and cardboard along a stretch of road near the gutted camp. Authorities said the fires had been set deliberately by a small group of inhabitants angered by COVID-19 lockdown restrictions. I'm Karen Chamas.
More than 946,000 people have died from COVID-19 worldwide, and we've reached and surpassed the milestone of 30 million infections globally. Just three countries, the United States, India, and Brazil, together make up more than a third of the deaths and more than half of the infections. South Africa's chief medical advisor says the country should know its true toll from the coronavirus pandemic within a few weeks as it prepares to almost fully reopen its economy. The first surge in cases was brought under control. Salim Abdul Karim says in an AP interview that the country's official death toll from COVID-19 is more than 15,700, but the real number is likely more than 30,000 when deaths not recorded at hospitals are taken into account. He hopes a nationwide survey for the presence of antibodies to the virus will show results soon. Similar surveys are beginning in other countries across Africa. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.